Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to Issues Concerning Women, I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, thank you so very, very much. We look forward to you becoming one of our continuing listeners, and if you are a repeat listener, thank you as well. Thank you for your comments and your posts that you leave on Issues Concerning Women. We just love having you being a part of our program. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have people all over the world listening to our show, so we are so grateful and we are immensely blessed that God has given us this avenue so that we can reach out to others. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. We are an organization that empowers women to be the best they can be. We are a voice for those who would otherwise not be heard. We do a lot of seminars and workshops and continually encouraging and empowerment for women and their families, and we're not excluding their mates and their husbands, but primarily women are our target market, and we are just here to love on you, to encourage you, to let you know that we love you and that we are here for you, and you can tune into the show every Thursday night, or if you would like to be a guest, you can call in right now at 1-347-826-7543. If you're listening to the show after the show has ended, you will be in the archives. You won't be able to call in for that particular show, but write the number down and just in case you want to tune in next week. Today we're going to talk about our desires and how we can move forward to fulfill our purpose in life. And we talk a lot about that in almost all of the talk shows. That is one of the main targets and one of the main subjects. But you know that it's something that we keep having to talk about. We keep having to say that this is what is needed for you to do what you're ordained to do. So don't be afraid, you know, where you are. What happened yesterday is over, it's done. We are only living today. The song you are listening to at the intro is called Day by Day. So we want you to hang in there tonight with us. We're on until 9 p.m. If you need to text somebody and let them know the Issues Concerning Women is on the air so they can be listening to our show, you can do that right now. We're going to take a few seconds for a break, and we'll be right back. Get your pencils and paper ready for Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We are back. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight we're going to talk about our plans, our desires, and how we're going to arrive at our purpose, our destiny. We've been talking about inspiration, about empowering each other. It is awesome when we can do that, and God gives us the perfect platform to do that here on the radio talk show. So I hope you have your pencils and paper ready, because we're going to talk a little bit and do a little bit of training tonight on how we can arrive at our destination. And we probably won't complete it tonight, but we're going to get started. So if you have questions, you can tweet me at ICW LLC, or you can go to my Gmail page at icwdirector.com, and it's just like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com. You can call into the show at 1-347-826-7543. And if it's after 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, then you know you can call in for the next week. So we're looking forward to getting some call-ins. And I know a lot of people listen to the show after we record it, and that is wonderful. I just want to be here for you in case you want to call me and ask me questions. So anyway, tonight we're going to talk about what it really means to desire something and how we plan to have a schedule and how we think that it's going to happen when we want it to happen. I know that's a mouthful. So we're talking about what we desire, when we have set the plan for it to happen, and when it actually happens. You know, there's an old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And what this means is that we desire so much in our lives, and we want to move forward, and we've made plans for certain things to happen at a certain time. But as we all know, God only does things on his time, but he's never late. So, you know, the old saying, he's always on time. But our egos won't let us get out of the way sometimes, because we have that determined schedule, and we talk about planning. You know, there's power in the plan. We have to set goals, and we have to know where we're going and how we're going to move forward. But sometimes it's just not the time for what we think is going to happen and when we think it's going to happen. So we have to make sure that our job is to stop demanding so much of ourselves when it's not the right time for us to do things, because sometimes it's not the season for it to be done. I was speaking to a associate of mine today, and we were talking about our businesses and how things seem to be moving so well, and they were booming, you know, for the first few months of the year, and now they are slowing down. So what has happened is we've lost some of the momentum that we started with in the beginning of the year, because now we're going into June. This is May, and we were, you know, determined that we were going to get some things done. We were going to move forward in our businesses, and some excellent things should be happening right now. We've been doing the marketing. We've done the plans. We've set the goals. But our job is to stop challenging and demanding responses, and instead to wait for them to happen. And that's hard for us, because we are planners, and especially if you're a full-time entrepreneur, you've made these wonderful plans and these things that you want to do. Maybe you had planned to take a vacation in the coming months, but the business is just not going the way that you want it to go. Then you have to look at what we're doing. And it's not because you're not doing what you should be doing. It is just it's not the right time for it to be done. And our job is to understand that things are going to happen in our lives when they're supposed to happen. Sometimes we want them to happen quicker than when they're happening. We want to, you know, be able to press forward and make sure that these things are happening right now. But I tell you, if you are obedient, if you are diligent, if you persevere, even in your times of struggle, and even continue to give praise, even when you don't feel like it, I guarantee you that you can turn that thing around. We need to have a clear understanding of what it is that we want, and we also need to know that just because it's not happening right now, that it may not happen, okay? That doesn't sound very positive, and of course, we want to be a positive show, and we want you to be able to emerge and do all the things that you want to do. So this may require some change in your thinking patterns, which sometimes we know all too well being in business, because we one of the things as entrepreneur that you have to do is be quick on your feet. You have to be able to make decisions in a moment's notice. We can't ponder for 10 days on how we're going to do something and think that we're going to be prosperous, because we're not. Sometimes we have to make a decision. You know what? I was doing this, and I was going to the left. I've gone so far to the left, I need to reverse this thing, make a pivot, and go back towards the right. I need to do some of the things that I was doing in January because they were working for me. So now it is May, and some of the momentum has slowed down. So I need to go back to what I was doing in January because I was at full steam ahead, and it seemed to be working well for me. So you may have to do that pivot. But, of course, we can't go on for a long period of time with nothing happening. So we have to look at where we are, and we do have to change course. Tonight I was reading Psalms 107, starting at verse 19, and I know that oftentimes we're going through so much and everything just seems like it's in chaos that we can't see clearly what it is that we need to see. And because we're not focused on what we need to be focused on, we're focused more on the storm itself instead of focusing on how we're going to praise our way through this thing. So tonight I encourage you to just do that, to praise your way through whatever it is that you happen to be going through, because that's going to help you to move forward, and that's going to help you to make some changes. No, your desired goal may not be reached today, but at least you know that it is still obtainable, bubble, and that you can do what you need to do. What I desire is to make it happen and to wait for it also to happen if it is out of my reach and out of my goal for this particular moment. I oftentimes don't tell everybody everything that I have on my mind, because some things we need to keep to ourselves. Some things we need to sit back and take the small steps to achieve what we want and what we desire. So if you want to move your business forward, or you want to move to a new location, then what you have is some certain things that you have to do. So let's say you're moving to a new location. What do you have to do? You have to first go out and start looking for that place for you to move to, because otherwise you won't have any kind of idea on what prices are and how much it's going to cost you when you'll be able to make this move if you haven't taken any of the steps necessary to do that. So I suggest that if you're in your business and it's time for you to make some new plans and to go over your old plans, looking back at the beginning of the year or when you started your business and how excited you were, and do some of the things that you were doing then, do them now, because oftentimes we forget what we started and how we started and how we were so excited. I don't know if all of you know, I just started a new catering company, and I have a new business partner. Her name is Jennifer Hyman. And I'm going to tell you guys, she is awesome. She is a godsend. She and I think so much alike. Sometimes it's oftentimes scary, but this is what is happening with us. This came about from she and I being together at an event. It was a party in the hotel where we were actually having she was having a birthday party for her husband. Thought that the room arrangement was wonderful and the decorations, and they called us in to talk to, first they talked to Jennifer, and then Jennifer brought me in, and we sat down and talked to them. So I had no idea that this would develop into a full-time business, but guess what? It has. And the name of our new business is Hyman and Hyman, Humphrey and Hyman. Listen at me, I'm doing double H's. But it is H&H Catering, but it's Humphrey and Hyman Catering, and it is just awesome. Jennifer has the insight and the ability to think on her feet. She is a godsend to me, and I was talking about her yesterday. I went to what is called a Bender Blender, is where we actually get together, people in the wedding and entertainment and event industry, and we meet and we kind of break bread together. We fellowship, we get to know each other, and we build our businesses through that way, which is an awesome, awesome idea. And we've been doing that for a while. But getting back to Jennifer, she is the kind of person that knows what she needs to do. She and I can talk, and she'll get moving on it and get some things done. I am so proud of her. I am so happy that she is my business partner. And if you go on Facebook, you can look us up at H&H Catering. And we're just trying to do some of the things that God has ordained for us to do. We've connected well. We work well together. She, like I mentioned before, thinks outside of the box just as I do. So we know that this was a blessing from above that she and I are together. So I'm going to have her on the show really soon to talk about the business. And some of you are probably saying, well, I didn't know that you had another business. Well, I'm a businesswoman. And what does that mean? That I have more than one business, you know. And some people may think that I can't be good at several things. But guess what? That's not true because I am good. And I'm not patting my own self on the back. But I am good at what I do. I've always done catering. I just never advertised it. I've been catering for over 20-some years. I've run two restaurants. I've catered for local churches, and when they've had their spring banquets and their conferences, I would do, you know, 100, 200 people with no problem. I've been in the presence of congressmen and city officials and just awesome, awesome people and that have enjoyed my cooking. And, you know, and I do it for family and friends because I love to see their faces and it makes them smile. But sometimes we tend to forget that the plan is to be in business and to make money. So the plan had changed. And that's what I was talking about earlier. I had no desire to or even was thinking about opening the catering part of the event planning part of the business. But it just happened that it fell into my lap. It was a blessing, and that I had to run with it. It was a business decision. So we have to be able to make quick business decisions. I'm not saying that go out here and just do something that you're not equipped to do or trained to do. I'm well-trained to do it. I've done it, like I said, over 20-some years. Jennifer and I together, you know, have been cooking, you know, for she probably 30 years and me as close as almost to 30. Because I think the first time I ever cooked a meal, I was standing on top of a paint can and my grandmother was teaching me. So I learned old school. And then later I worked for two restaurants in Norfolk. So I know all about the catering business, how it's run and how it's done. So, but I said all that to say this. Whatever your desires are, whatever you want to do, remember that our desires won't arrive by our schedule. They will come when it is time for them to come. They will come when it is the season for them to come. And I think it is Wayne Dyer that said that. That's one of the principles that he uses in his book. And he talks about our resources and the things that we have to do. And just seeing where you are right now, seeing what you're going through, and changing some things, letting some things go, and also being able to move in them and loving what you do. So think about where you are right now as an individual. Again, you can't worry about yesterday. We can only move forward in today. Take the small steps to do what you need to do to activate your feelings and your desires. It brings you closer to where you want to be. It places you in a position that you can fulfill your dreams, and that's what it's all about, to move instead of goals, to move to commitments, to move to desires, to move to where your life is joyful, and to continue to dream and to stop holding back on your desires. Another great book is Napoleon Hill, and I know many of you have read that. It is an inspiration to me. I keep that book by my bedside because it gives me step-by-step instructions on how I can be successful in all the things that I want to do. So tonight, I hope that you have gotten some great information and some suggestions and some ideas on how you can move from where you are. If you're stuck in the rut, if you're going through the valley, if you're caught in the storm, if you're in chaos, praise your way through that thing, because I'm telling you, it will make a whole great deal of difference if you do your affirmations. And I talk about that so much on the show. Why? Because these things are empowering to you. I'm not just sitting here telling you this because I don't know what I'm talking about. I experience everything that I tell you, these things I experience myself. I know what I'm talking about. When I get up in the morning, I am not just getting up in the morning because it's time for me to get up and God just woke me up. I'm getting up in the morning to see what I can do to be a blessing in somebody else's life, because that's what makes me happy. That's the desire of my heart. And all the things that I do, I look at who I am and how much God has blessed me and how he has afforded me the gifts and talents that he has given me. And he has given me many, many talents. And I used to be afraid to tell people all that I do, but I'm not anymore because I am stepping out on faith. I know who I am. I am confident in who I am. I'm not arrogant. I am always humble. I always show gratitude to who it needs to be shown to God, to my family, my husband, for allowing me to be myself, allowing me to be who I am in my ministry and in my calling. And you have to do the same things. And I know sometimes you may not understand everything that you see about somebody else, and you may think, well, they're doing too much, or maybe they can't be good at that. But don't think about it in those terms. I've been on this earth for a long time. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, but folks, I'm telling you, I love everything that I do, from being on the radio show to the people that I touch to the women that I touch all over the world that I get an opportunity to talk to. I was just invited into another program where I'm going to be writing some things to help women that are away from home who are stationed outside of the United States. So when God gives us the opportunity to do something that we never have done before and we have to step out there and get out of our comfort zone and get out of the box, it is a challenge for us many times. But guess what? We can't be afraid. So I look at everything that has been given to me as an opportunity for me to share it with somebody else. When God gives me something and it's burning on the inside of me, I need to share it with somebody else. He gave it to me first, yes, but he gave it to me to give away. And the wonderful thing about what I go through, that I can't beat him giving. And anybody that knows what I'm talking about, you know the feeling when you have helped somebody, when you have just given a word of encouragement, when you have said to someone, you know what, you can do this, or you know it's not as bad as it seems, because if you believe in yourself and the desires of your heart and you keep on dreaming, then you'll be able to reach and fulfill your dreams and your purpose. And that was where I wanted to get to tonight. I wanted you to know how important it is for you to step out of your comfort zone, do some things differently, set some new goals, change some things around, make that pivot, make the changes in your life if things aren't going the way that you needed them to go, because that's the only way you're going to get to the desires of your heart. Of course, you have to stay on course. You have to stay where it is that you need to be. But sometimes we have to make some changes, whether it's to the left or to the right, and that's what God has been giving me and has been dealing with me with, and I'm doing some other projects, and I will be telling you about them when they're ready to be announced. But when we're standing at the crossroads and we're not sure which way to go, we have to make a decision. You know, our goals and our dreams and the desires of our heart may not come when we want them to come, but they will come if we just stay on course, if we don't just waver and just give up. We have to live each day, day by day. We have to find our way to knowing what it is that we want and not let everything around us confuse us and take us off our path. When you're standing at that crossroad, it is so easy to want to turn around and run back the other way into yesterday, and we can't do that. We have to move forward and stay forward in today, move forward into tomorrow. We have to reach back, grab somebody by the hand, and pull them up alongside of us. We have to be low and push somebody up. This is just what has been on my heart, and I just wanted to share it with you. I hope that you have enjoyed the show tonight. I know that you all that are listening, you are a pleasure for me to be a part of your life because I get the opportunity to share what I'm going through, what my desires are, and hope that I am an encouragement to somebody else because that's what I want to do. I want to empower you, to encourage you, let you know that it's going to be okay and that you can have the desires of your heart. Tune in next week to Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. Tell somebody about it. Share my page on Facebook. Like my page if you like what I'm doing. I know sometimes you listen and you don't like it, and it's not that you don't like me, you just don't get around to doing it, but I want to know that you are there and that you're enjoying the segments that I'm doing, and I know that you are because I know about the things that you say to me in private messages, so thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I will be back next Thursday at 8:30 and p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so tell a friend about the show. We got some wonderful things coming up. I will be in New Jersey in August. I think that's the plan now. We were supposed to be June, but we're moving into August with Lalisa Williams. Listen to her radio show, Lalisa Williams, the radio talk show. You can go on Blog Talk Radio, Coach Lalisa. That's what I'm trying to get out. Coach Lalisa, hit her up on Facebook. She's awesome. And we just have so many women that we share things with, and we'll be doing some more shout-outs to them. But God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend. God bless you, and I'll be back next week at 8:30.